the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on the journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." Gospel of the Lord. It sounds Jesus has nowhere to sleep. But Jesus is rich. Mere once, Peter told Jesus, "We left down so many, our family, brother and sister, to follow you. As if we have nothing left behind." But Jesus says, "If you follow me, you have a hundredfold of families, brothers and sisters." What does it mean? Jesus' teaching is communion. We on a mission, all the members, our family members. So although you leave your home for outside world, but you find another types of family, many, many brothers and sisters. At times, the relationship among Christians more close than perhaps with your family members. This is the miracle of the follower of Jesus. You leave everything. You live only for God, for His glory. But even on earth, it's plentiful, hundredfold. That's what I can witness myself. I leave my family. I just go anywhere the bishop asks me. So no matter where I go, I find so many brothers and sisters, so many mothers and fathers. So true. We do not lack of anything. Because with Jesus, even humanly speaking, we don't have many things, but our heart is filled with His love. And that's most important. If we feel this love within us, God's love, then no matter where we go, we are settled. We're at peace. We can have more strength to love. So thank the Lord that He called each one of us in a different way so that we can always have plentiful. Because by the time we love, we receive love. Where there's no love, you put love and you will find love.